If you go to WSW.com itself, you can already find the news story, as you're hearing the reports this morning, of what's going on with the big announcement yesterday that came from Consumers Energy. I just thought it was worth taking maybe a few more minutes outside the news just because, wow, 15 years earlier than planned.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years, 10, 15. I thought that was a pretty significant announcement coming yesterday that the shutdown of the coal.
The coal. They didn't make it real clear what they're doing with the Karn plant, Karn Wedok, at the mouth of the river. They have already taken down one coal plant there, and it addressed oil and gas at units 3 and 4. And it didn't say anything about the coal out there. They still use coal out there, and it would seem that, I'm just wondering if a couple of the units that burn oil and gas would still be kept for a part of the base power line. Yep. So we need to get a clarification on just what's going on out there, because they're still offloading coal out there, and they're burning coal there, but the story didn't address coal, at least the version I have.
Okay, and utilizing what we have in the news and looking at some other sources too, mm-hmm. I don't know if this addresses what you're talking about, but there is a mention in this particular story, and I was looking through Detroit News, Free Press, and other mm-hmm. What I would hope would be reputable news sources.
Yeah, they may have more space to go into more detail.
Yeah, they talk about that the two units at the Karn plant will close in 2023.
Yeah, that's what they...
8 years earlier,
yeah,
okay.
But it referred to them as coal, as oil and gas.
Yeah. Well, there is, because... And also, the other three coal fire plants that they own right now in Holland will be closed.
They're going to be closed, right.
And according to this story, it talks about how natural gas is going to become the fuel for the baseline.
Well, see, so that's why I'm thinking that they may not be entirely demolishing the remainder of the facilities out there. We need to get a clarification on that.
Okay, yeah, because this just says the two units at the Karn plant.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. They just had a shipment of coal come in this week. So I know they've got a lot of coal out there, but it didn't address... There must be a plant 1 and 2 or something or other out there with the coal.
And switching to natural gas as the baseline, as the company says, is needed because of the flexibility and that reliability that comes with natural gas, because even utilizing the wind and solar and other things, you still need that baseline.
Mm-hmm. And that oil comes in by railroad tanker cars periodically.
Now, this is all, of course, needing approval of the Michigan Public Service Commission. I don't know if we've had any comment from the Public Service Commission up to this point. Of course, these plans are just announced yesterday, but I would like to think that Consumers probably was consulting mm-hmm. with the Public Service Commission. I don't think you'd go into some kind of detail like this without having approval or expected approval.
There were a couple of groups that jumped on it right away, environmental groups that were pleased to hear that the coal was going away sooner than expected. And there's one other group that was looking to... profit from this action, and I don't have the details in front of me on that, but immediately there were some responses from other groups that have interest in these changing ways we get our energy.
And it says, again, just some of the other sources I'm looking at, and I know some of this crosses what we already are reporting with WSW News, that the production of the 90% of the energy, it says that the solar, wind, and other renewable sources will make up more than 60% of the capacity by 2040. Mm-hmm. And then you combine that with the advances in storage and efficiency, mm-hmm. which is how you're going to get to that 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's because I saw the 60%. I'm like, well, that's not 90, but now I understand it.
And battery, I suppose, to store the power that's generated from solar and wind.
And having the storage capacity to do that, because mm-hmm. that technology is still developing.
I know what the other one was. The other group that jumped on this, they want a change in legislation that allows homeowners to generate more than 1% of their electricity from solar power. This group is a solar marketing group wants to have that 1% cap lifted higher so that homeowners can, because the homeowner mm-hmm. then, if they have more capacity, could be competing with consumers' alternative energy sources and DTE sources.
I didn't know there was a cap.
1%. 1%.
Really?
Yeah, according to that story.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Is there a cap on, can you do your own wind energy? Is there a cap? Can I put
question.
Up a turbine?
And, good question. It sounds like it would be material for a good discussion on our show from a couple of different representatives, different points of view.
Because I thought some people were already doing that kind of generation where they're, or is it, maybe I'm thinking turbine, where they're actually generating their own source mm-hmm. of energy and then actually storing it, I thought like selling it back.
Yeah, there is that going on as well. I think that is based on wind, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We need to learn a lot more about this. It's a changing world.
You know? I'm sure that there are people who are associated with all this, with consumers' energy going...
Right now, pulling your hair out.
Exactly.
You stupid guys! This is what's going on. Give us a call.
And the suggestion is that... doing all this is going to save customers, it says, about $650 million through 2040 compared to what they would pay under the utility's present plan. That's significant.
Mm.
So where it's going to go from here, I don't know, but I just thought, wow, 15 years earlier.
Yeah,
that's a big story. That is huge. That is huge because you wonder, that's the plan now. You know technology is going to advance.
Mm-hmm.
What's the announcement going to be next year or 5 years from now that that might change what we're talking about here in 2021?
You never know.
That could be more significant of some new energy source that might come forth that totally scraps these plans. I don't know. But we have this information again from what we are reporting with WSW News. If you go to WSW.com, you have stories posted there. And, of course, you have the updates that you're talking about this morning on the news updates here on the Morning Team show. Stay tuned for more.
Huge news.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, of course. Since are you Consumers Energy over in Alma?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And just,
so, yeah, that affects us as well.
You know, there's the
DTE primarily serves the Thumb in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, Southeast Michigan, right.
Yeah, places in Tuscola County and Huron and Sanilac, all those counties have DTE for the most part.
Yep.
And Consumers Energy is basically from our area here in the Great Lakes Bay region and west and north and south. They've got a big chunk of the state, but DTE has a big chunk of the Southeast and Thumb section of Michigan.
Yeah, no, that's where most of it is. I just didn't know how far north or how far west the...
Mm-hmm.